Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Pinpointing your pain is so difficult. And if you're someone who suffers from chronic pain, you know how difficult it is to explain to your doctor where the pain is, where it starts, where it travels to. Oh, it's going down my leg. Oh, it's in my back. No, it's in my shoulder. Because pain can sure jump around. And if you're someone who does suffer from chronic pain, well, you might find help from our next guest. His name is Peter Bedard. He's got an MA in conscientious studies and his extensive training in hypnotherapy and alternative help. He's helped thousands of people overcome pain and the fearful shadow it's cast over their lives. Welcome to the show, Peter. So rock on conscientious studies. I want you to tell people what that even means, really, and then we'll get into the pain thing.
Well, I do consider myself as conscientious, but it's consciousness studies. So
it is? They wrote conscientious. Yeah. Like conscientious objector. Okay, well,
exactly.
Good. We should start calling it conscientious studies because I think
like
it makes
it.
More
sense. I think, why not? That would be a good degree program.
So tell people then, what are consciousness studies? What is that?
Consciousness studies is the combination between, it's two disciplines that were combined together, and it's a science background with a theology background. So it's combining science and religion, two things that were previously always at odds with each other. It's actually putting those two things in the same program. And it's really about quantumness, quantum physics, where in quantum physics you hear a lot of the scientists on that quantum level talking in a way that sounds like a theologian, where they talk about energy and energy being the source of everything. So it's kind of like mysticism combined with theory of quantum science. So it's pretty amazing. It was a fantastic degree. I loved it.
Wow, that's pretty wild. My degree was in exercise physiology, so not nearly as much fun and not nearly as ethereal, and I love the way that you describe it. So, okay,
but
pain.
Far more practical.
I don't know about that, honey. I'm not really sure about that. So, okay, so people suffer from pain. I see it every day. You see it every day. And they can't even quite pinpoint it. So you suffered from pain. How did you figure out what it was, where it was coming from, or even how to convince your body not to, you know, grasp onto it so much?
So, you know, I still have pain here and there. And pain, when I look at pain, I look at it as an all-encompassing physical, emotional, spiritual. And whenever we are in pain, that pain always has one of those elements combined with it at all times. You know, the athlete that shatters their knee or something, like breaks their back while they're in the game, has a broken heart because they can't finish the season. And, you know, their head is probably spinning because they're trying to figure out how they, you know, don't want to let down their team members. So pain exists on all levels of us, and we have to address it on all levels. And in order to find it, we have to tune in. Like you said, a lot of us, we just have this generalized pain, but we don't know what it really is. And when I was a kid, somebody slammed me in the back of a semi-truck. So I died. I went through that whole process. I obviously came back. But I had a shattered knee. I cracked 5 vertebrae. I split my right wrist open. I had, undiagnosed brain damage that went on. And this whole thing sort of cascaded into a series of fibromyalgia and arthritis and asthma and bronchitis and sciatica and anxiety and depression. And my hemoglobin was splitting at one time and shutting down my system, and all kinds of stuff was going on with me. And I had to learn how to heal that, because first the doctors, a lot of them didn't know what to do with me. And when they did have an idea of how to treat me, they would give me a pharmaceutical or offer a possible surgery. And I don't like pharmaceuticals unless I know they're going to really do something for me. And so I refused most of them because it was just sort of, hey, this might help, or this might take away your pain. And that's all good, but it just masked the pain. And I wanted to be through with it. I didn't want to mask it. And so I just suffered for a long time and then stumbled on holistic therapies and started combining those holistic therapies. My inspiration was kind of like the cocktail for HIV and cancers. When they, back in the 90s, early 2000s, when they started to combine different drugs, and I thought, well, what if I combined holistic therapies? And what if I started treating my pain on all those levels that I know it exists on? And so I started combining stuff like acupuncture and chiropractic with stuff that at the time I thought was crazy and unscientific, like Reiki and crystal therapy. And then I combined it with meditative practices and stuff like that. And as I did these things, and I grouped them all together, I started to notice that my healing would happen and it would accelerate. And so I started listening to my pain itself and asking it what it needed to heal. Instead of talking at it, I redefined the relationship with it and started getting answers for what it needed to do next, because everybody's always telling us what we need to do, whether they're our friends, our family members, therapists, doctors, whatever it is. But nobody bothers to actually ask the pain what it needs. It's kind of like a 17-year-old that's really messing up, right? The principal and the family and the teachers and everybody's telling him how to make his life better, but nobody bothers to ask him. So I have a whole process that I've created to actually help people tune into their pain, talk to it, and then create a process or a recipe, I like to say, for their healing.
So is that what convergence healing is, bringing together all of these different types of healing methods, alternative and complementary, talking, hypnotherapy, meditation, yoga, Reiki, acupuncture, acupressure, massage, any of these things, bringing them all together
exactly,
to converge, to attack that heal?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that could be allopathic, too. It could be pharmaceuticals and surgeries if needed. It's all depending upon the individual. So what we do is we actually do a process of meditation and mindfulness and hypnosis work to get in and identify how the pain exists in the body and to build a relationship with it. You know, one of my favorite poets is Rumi. Do you know Rumi?
I have heard some Rumi, yes.
You can quote some for us if you want. Just an amazing mystic. And Rumi says the cure for the pain is in the pain. And so that means we have to stop running from the pain. We have to stop sort of shoving it down and turning it off. We have to actually turn towards it, connect to it, and actually ask it what it needs. And we develop this process. I ask very simple 3 questions. So your listeners can do that. If they can actually try and visualize, imagine, and think about having their pain take on a shape or a form. And instead of it being something that they're afraid of or angry at, what if it was their best friend? What if it was just a part of them that was hurting?
You know, we hear about this with cancer too, Peter,
yeah. And
people do that. They give their cancer a name. They talk mm-hmm. to it. They ask about it. Okay, keep going, because we only have about 1.5 minutes left.
All right. Well, so that's exactly it. It's about tuning into it, talking to it, asking it what it needs. And it may need a surgery. It may need allopathic work. It may need holistic therapies. But building that, so the power goes back to the individual to create the healing that they're looking for. And they feel empowered and connected to the experience. And in this way, I've seen people heal 4-stage cancers. I've seen them heal addiction issues, anxiety issues, all kinds of amazing things that they learned from and became even bigger, better people.
I think that's really great advice. And I think that what we're seeing and what I'm seeing, even doing what I do for a living, Peter, is this convergence of the different types of medicine. And as you say, bringing in even complementary, if you need surgery, if you need pharmaceuticals, but using the whole body and the whole person, because whoever made us gave us everything we need
exactly.
to look
and
inside
no
our
one way.
There is no one way. So in just this last 30 seconds or so, tell people where they can hear or see or read more about you.
Sure. Well, I'm super excited. I'm here in San Diego because I just had a book signing for my first book ever, and it's just gone #1 on Amazon, which
wow,
is so
congratulations.
Cool. So you could thank you. So you could find Convergence Healing, Healing Pain with Energetic Love at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kindle, iBooks, IndieBound, all those places. And people can find me online at www.convergencehealing.com. And they can find
Convergence.
Me on Facebook and Instagram, too.
Absolutely. You can see pictures of him. He's adorable. And you can read more about him at convergencehealing.com. And, of course, you can get the book Convergence Healing. Healing Pain with Energetic Love. Really cool. And it's a cool idea with really interesting information and bringing it all together. And that's what we're doing here too at Radio MD. We're bringing it all together for you. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.